1961, just as John F. Kennedy is about to take over the presidency, his predecessor, Dwight Eisenhower, announces a full diplomatic break with our neighbor Cuba. He orders all American citizens to leave the island as soon as possible. The long Cold War has begun.
Dateline, August 29th, 1963. Americans of all races and backgrounds demonstrated in Washington, D.C. for a full and speedy program of civil rights and equal job opportunities. Near the end of the day, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. inspired the vast audience of 200,000 with the words, "I have a dream."
All the world over, it's so easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Ask me my opinion.
November 22, 1963, President Kennedy was assassinated by a sniper as his motorcade passes through downtown Dallas, Texas. The shock of the president's death is felt all over the world. People wondered how this could happen to a man who devoted his administration to ending violence in the American character.
Yesterday.